Now, with that in mind, that background, listen to what he says here. Verse 2 of chapter 6 of Ezekiel. Son of man, set thy face toward the mountains of Israel, prophesy against them. That is, the entire land now. And say ye, mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Now, mountain in Scripture, if it's used figuratively, speaks of government. But you've got to determine whether it's literal. I believe he's speaking now of that land, the good old terra firma, right down where it's dirty, where it's plenty of dirt. Now, will you notice? And say, verse 3 now, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God to the mountains, to the hills, to the rivers, to the valleys. Behold, I even will bring a sword upon you, and I will destroy your high places. What's he saying? Well, in that land, under every kind of a tree, there was a heathen altar. And around that, the grossest immorality took place. Now, this is what the heathen did, the Gentiles. But now this nation, God's chosen people, they had given themselves over to this. Now, God says, judgment is coming upon you. He goes on to say, listen to him. He says, verse 4, and your altar shall be desolate. Your images shall be broken. I'll cast down your slain men before your idols. I'll lay the dead carcasses of the children of Israel before their idols, and I'll scatter your bones round about your altars. Now, it's too bad that Israel didn't read Ezekiel in Germany. And instead of at the beginning turning to a man like Hitler, which the entire nation did, have turned to the living and true God and been acquainted with God's method in dealing with man. You don't trifle with God, my friend. Judgment comes. And if there ever was a proof of it, it's a proof in this nation of ours today, trying to bring peace into the world. And have we solved our problems? May I say to you, they continue to mount up. Why? Because, my friend, God judges. Who do you think God is? A senile old man with long whiskers sitting on a cloud today, weeping crocodile tears? He's a holy God, and Ezekiel has seen those wheels within wheels, the energy of God moving forward, and the fire and the whirlwind that God does move in judgment upon this earth in which we live. And my friend, it's a bitter pill. But the doctor gave me some bitter pills to take. And, you know, they helped me. And I'm of the opinion that we need to swallow a bitter pill. We're dealing with a holy God, whether you like it or not. And God is not wrong, but we're wrong today. You willing to admit it? This nation is not willing to admit it at all. God says, I'm going to judge you. And it's not going to be easy.